That's it. Okay. We're on. Okay. Go for it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. Yudches Gozru. Ubi Yudches Nechlku. That's what I said before. And these Yudches Dovor, everything was by Machloikis. That's what we had in our Mishnah, that in each one's Machloikis B'Sham B'Sil, in each one they came to a vote, B'Shamai won. That's what we had yesterday, that's why it couldn't be Hillel and Shammai. Because all the Yudches Dovor was by Machloikis, L'Shammai never had Machloikis except three. Yudches Goz, Yudches Na'ai, V'Otanya Hushu. We have a Brisa that they came out agreeing. Basil oil gave in to Bishama. So the Gemara, boy, by yom nechluk ulamocha hushu. And all 18 of these things on the day, that day that. Boy, by yom over there. Gozu, boy, by yom, they were nechluk on all 18 things. The next day, Basil oil capitulated on all 18 things. Okay. Now, we said yesterday that Hillel and Shammai themselves had only three machloikas. What are those three? Okay. Goof. The first thing is the very beginning of challah. What's the sheer challah? Meaning, how much isa, how much dough do you have to be chayiv in challah? In Shamayim, mikav challah. If you have a kav, you chayiv. Hillelome, it's an interesting thing that all three is machloikis, and we don't pass like either of them. All three, there's Hillel, Shammai, and there's the third day of Chachom, and all three of them, we go like the Chachom. Interesting thing, but okay, let's go. Shammai Yom Mikav Chal. Kav. Okay, we won't go all through the arithmetic, but the Shia Chal comes from the Pasuk in Chumash, by the Mon. Well, actually, because Merishas Arisoseichem, your dough. What is your dough, Arisoseichem? That we take from the Mon. What each one got this year, it's a series of Eifo, a tenth of an Eifo, which is basically, if you remember Yigamora's, the measurements, there's a mnemonic for it, which I always forget. I remember the thing, I remember the mnemonic. An Eifo is three saw, each saw is six kav, each kav is six lugin. So it's basically three Eifo, therefore is 72 lugin should be. I'm sorry, an Eifo is 72 lugin. Three saw, six kav is 18 kav, each kav is four lugans, 8 times 4 is 72 lugan. Which, and every lug has six beitzim, so it's 432 beitzim, and a tenth of that is 43.2 beitzim, which is your basic shear. Part of what happened here was they changed the sizes of the measures twice. So we'll just take the last step. Basically, everything changed by a sixth, what we would call a fifth. They call it a sixth, we call it a fifth. They move the measurements, they move them up 20%, which we call a fifth. They call that always a sixth. But this thing used to hold 100 and now holds 120%. We would call that an increase of 20%. They call that an increase of a sixth, because now it's called Shtus Malabar, because now in total you have a sixth more. You have 120 instead of 100. That's what they did, basically. So, anyway. Shammai says it's a kav. Hillel says kavai means two kav. Chachomim lo kidivez lo kidivez elo kav umechzo chayu b'chal. Now kav umechzo is a kav and a half. Each kav is four lugin. So kav and mechzo is six lugin. Okay, that's in the middle stage. The first type of measurement is called midborius, what they use in the midbar. Then they switched it when they came to Yerushalayim. They moved it up a sixth. Then they switched it again. They moved it up to Tzipori. At this point, we're in the middle measure, what they call Yerushalayim measurements. It was six kav. Then, in Tzipori, they made the measurements bigger by a sixth. So what was six kav now became called five kav. Because the kav became a sixth bigger. So into the new kav, six against five fit in. So what was before six kav is now we call it the same thing. You call it five kav. So now the shia was kav mechzo, six kav. We now call it five kav. Right? Now, I'm sorry, not five kav, five lugim. I'm sorry. Kav mechzo, six lugim. Each kav is four lugim. So kav mechzo, help me out in the arithmetic, I don't want to get lost there. So kav mechzo, six lugim. Six lugim now translates into five lugim. Now, five lugin can also be called five quarters, because a lug is a quarter of a kav, and that's how it's referred to. When you learn chalad and mishnayis, or you don't have the Shulchan Aruch, the shiur chal is chameshes revoy, five quarters, meaning five lugin. Today's world is for anywhere from 3 pounds to 5 pounds, some have a little bit less than 3 pounds, whatever. Rabbi Yosiyom, heip turim, heiva oid chayovim. You need that amount, one drop more. Why? Because we understand that the shear is arisosechem. He understands that you have to have arisosechem after you take your challah. So the amount to make your chayim has to be a drop more than arisosechem. So it's five lugan plus some minute amount. That's the first machloik yisilul and sham. Next, ve'idoch. For mikvoyis, a basic thing in mikvoyis is that mayim she'uvim pasal mikvah. Now, that's an interesting thing, because it only passes the mikveh before you have the mikveh. You have 40 saw of water makes a mikveh. If you have 40 saw of water, good water, the truth is you can pour in all the shuvim you want. Which is basically where our mikvehs work today. Our mikvehs are not full of mikveh water. We have a bar that's a mikveh we catch, and the rest is shuvim. Okay, good. But if before you put the 40, you don't have a full 40, you put in some shuvim, that will mess up your mikveh. How much? That was the next machlokes. I mean, again, we don't pass like either of them. Hilalom meloy hin mayim shuvim psulim as placeless on mikveh. Hin, how much is hin? That's a chumish measure. That's 12 lugin. Now, interestingly enough, he said it in an odd way, because in the Gemara, we don't talk about hins. We talk about lugs. But since he heard it from his Rebbeim, Shmayim Atalian, that way, that's how he said it. Because Shechayiv, we had this once in Brochus, I forgot on one Indian, Shechayiv Odom Loime Bilshoin Rabo. That's how he heard it from his Rebbe, Hin. He said it over Hin, even though we don't use that expression anymore. We would say 12 lugin. Fine. Shamayoma Tishokabin. Tishokabin is 36 lugins, quite a bit bigger shit. He'll last 12 lugin. Shalom Zalm, no way. Hillel has 12 lugin. Shammai has 36 lugin. We are much smaller. What do they have guardian? Weavers, I think. I think it's Richard Weavers. Anyway, two weavers came from the Shara Ashba Mushalayim. And they said over, Mishum Shmaim Abtan Sheshloisha Lugin Maim Shuvim Poiston as Amikva. Vekimu Chachomim as Divrayim. So Hillel has 12 lugim, Shammai has 36 lugim. They came and said, hey, there's some Shmaim of time, there was 3 lugim, that's how the Chomim went, and that's how we go. Weavers. And they came from the Shara Ashva, very interesting, Rashi brings Maseches Edias, which is not in Maseches Edias, to my sure point, so it's a bit to Seft and Edias. What's that? Because they had to tell us what they woke kids. Plenty came, there happened to be weavers, they lived in a bad neighborhood in Yerushalayim, kids. To teach us, very interesting Rashi here, look at Rashi, Shnei Gardim, but Maseches Edias Meforish, Lomo Huska Shemu Nozom Hashem Mekoyimam, we have to tell us what they did and where they lived. Loima, Shelo Yimna Odom Atzmo Beis HaMedrash. A person shouldn't stay out from Beis HaMedrash. They had a piece of Torah to say, that was the truth. Even though, I don't know why, they tied if someone, as a Jewish Tashbats explains, like you don't have a hold of it yesterday, why exactly weavers is considered a low type of job. The neighbor certainly wasn't a bad one. There's no lower job than a weaver. I don't know why, what's so terrible about being a weaver, but anyway. A Kohen Gadol and a Melech can't come from weavers. That's a bad neighbor. And yet, this is the words we would call them unimportant people. But Lamaise said they changed halacha for all of history. If you have what to say, say it. Come to Beis Medrash. Okay. Ve'idoch, the third chat, we learned it neither. The first mishnah neither. Shama yomikol anoshim dayin shaitan. When a woman has a riyah, she's tmeiyo then. We don't go back with the riyah. We're not afraid the dam came before. It got stuck in the case of Beis Arechem. We spent a few months on that recently. Hillel Omer, you go back. Mipkida lepkida. We're afraid the dam came before. She's told me back till the last time she made a bedika. That could have been a week ago, could have been 2 weeks ago. Vafilu liyomim harbe. Chachomim omen, that's upsak. Loike divrezeh, veloike divrezeh. Not like Shammai, not like Hillel. We do go back with the Tumla Mafreya, but not as far as Hillel. We don't go back more than 24 hours. So we go back either to the last bedika. If she made a bedika an hour ago, we're not going past that. If she didn't make a bedika, we don't go far past 24 hours. LMS LS Memaidan Pkidu Pkid, meaning a 24-hour period will cut your thing from Pkid. Let's say Pkid was 3 days ago. I don't take the tumma that far. I take it till Mesles. On the other hand, Mifkidal Pkidu Memaidan Day Mesla S. Obviously it will not go past the last Badika. That's our halach. Fine. So we have three machloikas according to the Gemara. There are three times still in Shamayat machloikas. That's it. The Shia Chala, the Shia Maim Shuvim, and Noshim Dayan Shaita. And in all of them, we go with a third day. Interesting. That's it. The famous machloikas we spoke yesterday, the Gemara Chagigas Mayrach, the Antazayin, I think, is the first machloikas that we have, which was a machloikas of all the Zugis. In Ovis, you know, all the pairs, they kept each one, the Abbez and the Nasi was Mechulik. Each one of those sets was Mechulik. Smicha be Yontif. If you bring a carbon on Yontif, can you make Smicha? Hill and Shami were also in that Machloik. There were also a pair in Ovis somewhere. In the Siddur, maybe. Okay, you fella. So there were Mechulik in that also. The Sulekavi, or you could Hill Hom and Lismach Shami, so Mashallah Lismach. So the Gemara, Kiko, Marafuno, Hechel, like the Pluto, the Rabbis of Adai. He meant, there are three machlokes, Hillel and Shammai exclusive, in which nobody else was mechulek. The smicha machlokes, you got 20 people on this side, 20 people on that side. Hillel and Shammai took their sides. He meant to say there's three machlokes, Hillel and Shammai, where nobody else was involved. Frankly, I have another one for you. Vihoyika habitza legaz. The guy's picking grapes to take them to the gas, to take them to the press and make wine. And as you pick grapes, I haven't picked them lately, but apparently when you pick the grapes, juice will ooze out. I mean, it has to be. Now, we said the other day, can't keep track of the days anymore, yesterday, that to be makabel tumah, noichal has to have hechsher. It has to become wet with one of the seven mashkim. One of the seven mashkim is yayin. Now, the question here is, that grape, I took the grape off the tree, I'm on my way to the gas. It is wet with yayin. Yayin doesn't have to be, you know what I mean, Kedem's, whatever they call it over there. That grape juice is wine. I mean, that's all we care. Are those grapes now mukshal lekabel tumah? They spoke yesterday that one of the things about ershe tumah, the mashke has to be lerotz, kiyitin kiyutin. Is this called lerotz? Now this juice that comes out of the grape is not lerotz, because it's going in the garbage. What's going to happen to it? It's going to drip off and fall on the floor. Nothing's happening to it. It's not, forget I'm losing it. I'd rather it didn't come out because I'd have more grapes, more grape juice, more total thing. I'm losing it. Okay, that's a natural loss. So, pashtis, you would say, that should not be mash the grapes. Because that mash is not lerotz. Shammai yoyme huchsha hilam loy huchsha. Shammai says it is considered a mashke, and it's a mashke in the grapes l'tumah. Hillel says not. L'chura, Hillel's right. Yeah. Then we're going to have the Gemara tomorrow, the day after, that this is a Gzeira de Rabbona. It's a Gzeira de Rabbona, otto a case where you collected it in a box which was mezufah. Generally speaking, the boxes they collected the grapes in was strips of wood, and the juice dripped out. So if I'm losing that juice, it's not the rotz. But in a case where I have a kupa mezufefes, meaning a zephus, this week's parish, the box is sealed. So then it's fine, the rotz, because I'm not losing the juice. Then I have no problem. So then it's the rotz. Ibn Shammai says, even that stuff that you lose, midrabbonon, we say is machshir, gzeirot to the case of mezufefes. Good, we'll come to it. So whatever it is, you have a machlokes Shammai and Hillel there, and this is seems to be an independent machlokes. Nobody else involved over here. So why do you say only three? I have a fourth. So the Gemara bar minei dahi. I meant when I said except that. What do you mean why? To hosum koshoslik lehillel Shammai. There Hillel capitulated not the next day. Hillel capitulated right on the spot. So we don't. Rashi says lo omer b'machlokesay. That we don't call as a machloikis. That was a discussion. They discussed the hill, gave up the ship as they discussed. That doesn't go down for posterity as a machloikis. The others, at least tomorrow they gave in. We could call it a machloikis. This is a, doesn't go down as a machloikis. Right. Now, we said yesterday that Yoisi ben Yoezer, Yoisi ben Yoezer ish trader, and Yoisi ben Yoechan ish Yerushalayim made two takonas de rabbono. They were going to tum on Eretz Amin. They made that tum of Eretz Amin, that Chutz Loretz is Tomei, because we're always afraid of Kvoris floating around. Klischuches. They make klischuches tomei midrabon. Klischuches are not tomei minatoyer. Minatoyer you need kliyets, klior, sak, or klimatches. That's all that's listed. I mean, we don't have anything else. Klischuches came around later. It's tomei midrabon. Fine. Now we have a historical problem here. If you look in Ovis, obviously Yosef and Yosef, Yosef and Yehez are very early in that system over there. I think they're the first ones, no? That list in the beginning of August, each pair, one was a Nasi, one was Avbez, and we're going down through history over there. Then starts the pairs. Yosef ben Yehezer is Tredias ben Yochanan Shal Kibul Mehen. They got it from Atignus. Okay, they're the first pair listed. The next, then Yeshua ben Prachi Nitai Abeli. Then Yudah ben Tamei Shem ben Shotach. Then Shmai Vaftalian. Then Hillel v'Shamai. So these people, Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, are long before Hillel and Shamai. It's about 4 or 5 generations before Hillel and Shamai. So now let's see. You telling me that Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan are the ones who made the gzera on Eretz Amim and a Klais Chuchas? It can't be. For Rabbonon the Shmoinim Shonim Gozer, the Rabbonon who lived 80 years before the Churban are the ones who made those gzeras. Let's see. The Omer of Kana, Kishachol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, when he was sick, Shochol Rabbi, Rabbi sent him a message. Emor Lonu Beizo Gimel Dvarim, tell us a few things. She Omarto Mishum Avicha, tell us a few things that you said that you know from your father, Rabbi Yosef. The Chayim learned means he never told him before. Tell us a few chedushim from your father. Sholach lohem. Kachom, this my father said. Kuf pei shono, ad shalichorav habayis, 180 years before the bayis was nechrav. Poshto malchus or shal yisro. That is when Rome began to come into Eretz Yisrael. 80 years before the Churban, gozu tumal eretz amim v'alkleis chuchas. Okay, so we have that these two takonas came around 80 years before the Churban. Mem shona, the famous Gemara, ad shalachor av abayis, 40 years before the Churban, gol salos Sanhedrin v'yoshol v'chanus. They pulled out Elishka goz. They didn't want it. There were so many rotzchim, they couldn't deal with them. So they pulled out Elishka sagozes. And once they're out of Elishka goz, you can't dan din in the foshes. Why is a big ace? He tells them, "Why? Whatever we get to it another time." Am I hilchus? What do I kill? Am I nafkuminin that they pulled out? Chanu is a place in Yerushalayim. They just pulled out of Lishkar Gozes, basically. Omer Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi Lomer Shmoldonu Dine Knosses. They stop being done Dine Knosses. What do you mean Dine Knosses? All good night. What's have to do with it? They can done Dine Knosses. Elaim Shmoldonu Dine Nefoshes. There's a positive. Come to Lisa Lamokim, Lamokim Azeh. What's that? Zokin Mamre over there. The what do you call it? The Sanhedrin has to be Mimikomi Lishka Gozes to Dandin in the forest. Okay. Oh, good, whatever it is. So now you're telling me here that the Rabbonim who lived 80 years before the Churban, they called the Rabbonim the Peishona, made these Karkonas. You told me here that Yosef made them. Yosef v. Yosef. Oh, so maybe you'll tell me Yosef v. Yosef were 80 years before the Churban. That would be nice. That's impossible. V'chi tema b'peishono nami inuhavu. Yosef and Yosef were there 80 years before the Churban. Well, that's impossible. Why? V'hotanya. Hillel v'shimen. That's his son, Reb Shimon. That's the first Reb Shimon who was Hillel's son. His son, Rabbi Gamliel, the one we call usually Rabbi Gamliel Hazoke, and his son, that's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Rashi, that's the one who was killed with the Aseres Harugei Malchus, the father of the Rabbi Gamliel we know from the stories in the Gemara. Whatever, these four sons in a row, Hillel, Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon, Nohagu Nesiyusim, they were the Nesiyim, Bifnei Abayis, Meyashona, meaning their reign, so to speak, began 100 years before the Churban. Meaning, Hillel started 100 years before the Churban, and in those 100 years, these were the four Nasiim. Hillel, his son Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel Azok, and Shimon Gamliel. So that means Hillel was a Nasi 100 years before the Churban. Yosi and Yosi were 4 generations before Hillel. They clearly were not around that 80 years before the Churban. They're 4 generations before Hillel that puts them back probably close to 200 years before the Churban. So now we got a problem. There we said in this Braisa that Yosi ben Yosef and Yosi ben Yochanan were the originators of these two Drabonons, Eretz Ha'amim and Kles Chuchis. Here we have a member from Reb Yosi, Mishnat Reb Yosi, from Reb Yosi, that the two Takonis were made by the Chazal at 80 years before the Churban. Hello, we're going to have to split something over here. Hello, we're going to have to make this somehow a two-stage takona. That's the game plan over here. It's a two-stage takona. And Yosi and Yosi made one stage, and then about 120 years later, at 84 Churban, another stage came in. And the truth is a little more complicated, because it must come in one more thing. We also know that in Usha, which is where the Sanhedrin was after the Churban, they also made Xeris Eretz Ha'amim. So it's going to have to be a three. So we're basically going to wind up with three Makairis. Something happened with Eretz Ha'amim in Yosi and Yosi's time, I figure about 200 years before the Churban. Something happened at 80 years before the Churban, and something happened after the Churban. It's going to, at the end of the day, be a three-stage takon. Okay. Now, again, let's just remember what we said yesterday, that whenever we talk about tumor, a real tumor, I call it, the right thing, a tumor. Tumor touches tumor, you have to burn it. When a drabonadika tumor touches tumor, that's a different story, because it's not really tumor. So usually that would be called litlois, not lisois. Depending on the drabon, whatever. It's chomo, you can't use the tumor, you can't burn it either, because it's not really tumor. But there are drabonans, which you're going to learn about, where they went all the way and they made it lisois. So right there you have your opening. Because any tumor drabonan could have been made in stages. It could have been made, it's a tumor that only makes litlois. Or it could have been made with a full knockout punch. We make it all the way and it's Litzro. Right there you have two stages. That would be a simple way out of this whole thing. They made it Littles, they made it Litzro. But okay, basically that's going to come down to, but let's see what the Gemara does here. It takes a little while to get to that. Ella. Us? Oh, I'm sorry, one more introduction. Today's introduction day. In Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, it's another problem. We have two kashas here, really. Tumas Eretz Ha'amim and Klis Chuchas. We didn't answer for both. The Gemara will only deal with Eretz Ha'amim. So we'll see in a minute what's going on there. But now, in Eretz Ha'amim, there's two parts to that tumor. Forget about levels. There's two parts to the tumor. There's what the Gemara calls gush. The land of Eretz Ha'amim is tumor. You touch the land. There's also avira. Avira of Eretz Ha'amim, we'll see. At the end of the day, will be tumor. Avira means if you're in Eretz Ha'amim and you never touch it, you come in there in a stagecoach, you never touch the ground. The avira itself is tumor. We didn't say anything yet, Mandy. That was an introduction. We didn't say anything yet. Let's see what the Gemara. That was a preview. Let's see what the Gemara says. That's a good point. Before we can't. Yeah. There is a gear set that is the Gemara's teretz. But we don't have an argument. Teretz brings a gear set. Yeah. Yeah. The Gemara doesn't deal with that. The way in our gears, they don't deal with that possibility. But that's a good point. Mendy, you're sitting back there and you came up with a good point. That's good. Usually when it's close up, I get hit harder. Okay, let's see what happened here. Gozer, the original takona, we'll call it at 200 years before the Churban. Agusho lisroif v'avir v'loy klum. They made a takona that gush Eretz Ha'amim is tumah. If you touch it, and it's a full tumah. That's how the Gemara started. It's a knockout punch. It's lisroif. Avir that never touched. Meaning, if you'll come in there, let me zog in a wagon with an open bottom, in a tummy. I never touched the ground and do anything. I'm a David. That they didn't make. Now, how did Gemara knew that there ever was a split between Gush and Avir is also a mystery. Tysus says they knew it from a Mishnah in Olos. There's a Mashmos Mishnah in Olos that the Gush is tummy and the Avir is not. We'll take it on faith, the Vaila. Okay. Osu Rabbon and the Peishona Gozer Avir Litlois. In other words, it was a two-stage thing. The first takona from Yosi and Yosi was just the gush, all the way, lisroif, and touched the avir. And 80 years before the Churban, they added on that the avir is also tomei, but not as severe as the gush. It's tomei for litlois. Okay, that's the terms. In fact, the Gemara, lememra the chodo the haschol haschod gzeirta havel l'sreifa, meaning the gzeira on gush that was l'sreifa is a one step thing that came in one step. Meaning when it began with the full punch. Can't be. V'homer ilfo yodayim tchilas gzeiros. We had this yesterday l'sreifa. Yodayim u detchilas gzeiros l'sreifa. Homidi achrin alo. Ilfa came to tell us you should know that said yesterday. You can't split yodayim little l'sreifa because yodayim began with l'sreifa. But he said yodayim. Much when the others were not that way. So that would seem to tell us that Eretzam didn't start with the full punch. So it couldn't be the way you're saying it. They started with l'sreifa. They added avir because it didn't start with l'sreifa. Elo. We'll switch it. We'll modify a little bit. Also inu the Yosef Yosi gozer a gush or litlis. But people are move it down. They made gush for litlis. They didn't touch Avi. Also Rabbon and the Peishona, they ratcheted it up both steps. The first takana was gush for tliya litlis. Avi nothing. They moved everything up a step. They moved gush up to lisroif, and they moved avir up to litlis. Okay, that's a bit. The problem with this is we're still coming out saying that the Lisroif is where the Lisroif was by the Peshona people. They're the ones who made Sreif. Vakati, it's still Shver Beusha Gozer. That Eretz Amir is Lisroif was made in Usha. Usha, the Pesanedge, was after the Churban. That's a later thing altogether. That's the third variable here. The Snan. Now, I'm just going to skim through this Mishnah. I'll come back. We'll just get what we want here. The Snan, Alvov Sveikis, Surfinus Achuma. On six, Drabonon Dikas Sveiki Tumas. Tumas that we sort of made up, we don't really know. Eretz Amir. Eretz Amir's not a Vaday Tumas. I mean, it became a Vaday Tumah, but it's built on a Sovereign. There might be a Kever there. So ordinarily you would say, who said this Sreif? On six of these, there is Sreif. Let's see. Let's just drop it more for a second. Al Sofik Beis HaPras, Al Sofik Offer Abom Eretz Am. That's what we want. Meaning, Tumas Eretz Am Offer, that's Gush Eretz Amim, Yesoyrif. Okay? Al Sofik Bigdi Amoritz, three. Al Sofik Kalim Surim, four. Sofik Roikin, five. Sofik Mei Raglai Odom, Sheknegen Mei Raglai Behemo. These six things, we'll explain them soon. Let's just zero in on Eretz Amim. One of them is Tumas Eretz Amim Gush. Al Vadai Ma Go'on, which is Sofik Tumas. If I certainly, Al Vadai, I touched the land of Eretz Amim, which is Sofik Tumas. Again, we don't mean Sofik, did I touch it or not? I touched it. But it's Tumas as fake as the Ketumah. Why is it Tumas? There might be a Kever there. It's a Rabbonin Dika construct built on a Sofik. What's the din? Sorfin as a Tumas. Even though it's a Sofik and it's a Rabbonin, it goes all the way Sorfin. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Af al Sofik Magon, even if it's like a... I'm not sure if I touched the land of Eretz Amim. That is... Rishus HaYochit Sorfin. Chachomim Omer, Rishus HaYochit Toilin, Rishus HaRam Tohoirin. Good, whatever it is, it says in this Mishnah that Tumas Gush Eretz Amim is Sorfin. Okay? The Omar Ulo, Eilu Vov Sveikis, Beusho Hiskinu. These six things, one of which is Gush Eretz Amim Lusreifo, is a Takono in Usho, which Rashi says was Kamushonim Achachurm, Kidarina Berosh Hashanah. So now we're in trouble. The last thing we thought was that Yosi and Yosi made Gush Litlois. Came the Chachomim of Peishona and ratcheted up one step. They made Gush Lisroif and Avil Litlois. That can't be. Because this Mishnah tells us that Gush Lisroif was Goren Usha. So now we got to know, we got three players here. The Yosi and Yosi did something, the Peishona people did something, and Usha put on the final... topping on the, what is it called? Icing on the dessert, correct. So Lego has to split it more. Elo, here's the final shot. Also, inu yoisi vi yoisi, gozer agusha litlos avir loklum, like we said before. They made gush litlos, they didn't touch avir. Also, rabbon and the shmoinim shona, gozer idi vidi litlos. They moved up avir to make it tommy litlos, they didn't touch gush. So now, both are litlos. Also, beusha, and they put on the icing on the cake. Gozer Aresha Lisroif, Va'aviro Kidekoi Koi. They remained, they left Gush, I'm sorry, they moved up Gush Lisroif, and they made Aviro litlois. Hold on a second. Okay, and that's at the end how it comes out. As the facts are Gush Lisroif and Avalit. So it took three steps to make that Takon. Yitzvi Yosi made the Gush Tomei Litlos and then touched the Avir. The Chacham and Peshonim moved Avir into the thing, both are Litlos. At the end of the day, Ush added on one more Chumer. That Gush is Lisroif. Okay, now. What happened? We'll get back to the Mishnah. So, what happened to Zchuchis? We asked the Kash and Eretz Amim and our Zchuchis, and we're never answered Zchuchis. We have the same problem in Zchuchis. Did Yosef and Yosef make it, or did the Peshona people make it? So, Tosfos said the simple way to go. We did the answer simple. They made it Litlois, and they made it Lisrov. It's no complication. He got a complication because you have two variables, Gush and Aver, and you have three times of Takona at the end. So, the guy went through it. On Zchuchis, the answer is obvious. That's Litlis, and that's Lisroif. Or, Mendy, Taisa says, it could be, if you go with the other guest, that the Gemara will answer what you wanted to answer on Zchuchis. They made it below Kibble, and they made it a Kibble. Now, but the first theory is a simple Litlis and Lisroif. We'll have to see tomorrow. That's a simple, whether it really is Lisroif on Zchuchis, but we'll see tomorrow. Now, let's just go through this mission and what's going on over here. Vov Sveik is surfing as a Truma. Sofek Beis HaPras, okay, Beis HaPras we've learned before. Beis HaPras basically is a field in which there was a kever. There's three types of Beis HaPras. Well, I tell you, this is a simple pshat. We're talking where the kever was plowed over. So there are pieces of mess all over the place. However, we would need an etzem kesoira to be a problem. We really are not from the rice. We don't have to worry about it. Midrabonon, they made a tome. It's called Sofek Beis HaPras. But if you walk through, if Truma goes there, you'll have to burn it. Sofik Ofra Bo Meretz Amim, we know. Sofik Bigdei Amoretz, because, as we learned in Nida, we'll like Tosis, that the Amoretz, they made like a Zav. So Mela, his clothing is Tomei. Sofik Kelim Hanim Tzoyim, Stam, you find the Keli. We always amach, maybe it's Tomei, maybe the Tomei, maybe they're not. And again, with the rice, there's nothing to worry about, Stam to. Even if Shayochid, Stam, I find something. I don't say maybe it's Tomei, make a song to Shayochid. I have to have some reason to assume something. He doesn't have to assume anything. Midabon, and they did it that way. Sofik or Roikin. You find Roik in the street. So Rashi says, either we're afraid it might be Roik of a Zav, or Ratai says it's Roik of an Amoretz. Now, the last one's an interesting thing. Sofik may ragle Odom, Shekeneged may ragle Behemo. There's meiraglaim of a person next to meiraglaim of a behemoth. So the meiraglaim of this might be tomei, might be not. Now this is a very big chumah the way Rashi learns. Really, it's a svek svek. Where is a svek svek? First of all, who said it's ragli b'nei odom? This we know is meiraglaim of a behemoth. This we don't know. So it might be ragli meiraglaim of a behemoth, which is there's no tumah on behemoths b'chlal. And even if it's meiraglaim of an odom, who said it's tomei? It's like a double sofek. It's a svek svek. It's a very big chumah. It's a svek svek. Worse than that, says it's even worse than a svek svek, because what does the mission throw in? Why do you need meiraglaim odom next? Why don't you just say? You're telling me basically, if you find meiraglaim in the street, you have to be choishesh. Why? It might be behemoth, it might be odom. And even if it's odom, it might be tor, but still I'm afraid maybe it's odom tomei. Why do you have to tell me it's situated next to a bottle of meiraglaim of behemoth, said Rashi, because that weights it even more the other way. Because in some of this is from a cow, this is from a cow. You're really weighting it towards Tyra. And still they said, you have to be machmen, and they even made it straight for. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like it. If you remember from Nida, Lamed Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says over there, we don't burn on Svek Svekas. They don't like Rashi's Pshat. Forget, Tosfos learns the other way. When you say Mei Ragle Mei Odom are next to Mei Ragle Mei Behema, forget, that's what tells us this is Shal Odom. Because I see them being different. If I stop seeing Mei Ragle Mei in the street, how am I supposed to know what it is? Here you have a Svek Sveka. Might be an animal, might be a person. If it's a person, might be one. I won't be worried about it. Since this is right next to a bottle and locked cow, Mei Ragle Mei, so I know this is Mei Ragle Mei because it looks different. Forget, the other way. Rashi says it's next to Reira Glaim Behema. That makes us think this is Shel Behema, which is more Lakula and still Amagel. They said, no, then you'll be Meikel. This is to tell us that this really is Odom. Says, because I see the difference. So I know for sure it's Odom. So it's only one Sofik. Did a Tomei leave it there or did a Tor leave it? That's a one Sofik. It's like the others. Then I'll be Sofik. Okay. Those are Yevov's fakes. One of them is Eretz Amin. They were Eliska Lissov and Ush. Okay. Kleis Chuchis. So why did they talk and make it Tomei? What's Zulhan the Chazalia? What do we need it for? I mean, tell you, a lot of things don't become Tumma. We decided to make it be Makabal Tumma. Why? Kleis Chuchis. My time ago, whoever made it, my time ago is Rabbonon. Why did they make a Tumma de Rabbonon on glassware? Omer Biechon and Omer Shlokish. Hoyel utchilas briyosin menachoyel. It begins from sand. That's how you start making glass. Ishavin Rabbonon kipicheres. It has a stark at Sada Shove tacheres. It's come from the earth. So they made it like tacheres. Tacheres and Makabal Tumma. Oh. Now you're telling me an interesting thing. You're telling me that glass is tomei because it looks like, or it could be fused with klicheres. So it should be no better or no worse, depending on how you look at it, than klicheres. Its din should be klicheres de rabbono. Now, we'll get, there's a few interesting things about klicheres, but the first thing we know about klicheres is there's no tyre b'mikveh. You can't put a klicheres, I mean you can, but it's worthless. You put a klicheres in the mikveh, don't do anything. The only way to be metak klicheres is to break it. Shri Rosan, Zui Tor Rosan. It doesn't have tyre b'mikveh. Finished. So what's with klis chuchas? The way we're reasoning now, there shouldn't be tyre b'mikveh on klis chuchas. Because the reason you're making it tomei, because it's basically a derabonin de klicheres. It's a new type of klicheres. Okay, so it should have dini klicheres. Very good. And yeah, we have a Mishnah in Mikvoyis that deals with being matbil kleschuches in a mikvah. This in the end of mikvoyis. The last two problem mikvoyis do with chitzitzes. Mikvoyis, the mikvoyis part ends with per example. The last two program are chitzitzes. What's called a chitzitz or not? Now the main thing in a chitzitze, you have to be makbid on it. Right? Make a din, if you're not makbid on something, it's not a chitzitz. Anyway, it says the mission over there. And schuches, they're very hard to find things that will be chitzitz that people care about, because since it's a smooth surface, right, most things just fall right off of it. That's what's going on over there. So most of the things that the mission is dealing with over there are not going to be a chitzitz by glass, because this is a glass that rolls right off. I don't care about it. But there are certain things that are. Oh, elameat, you're telling me that the tumen klischuchitz is because it looks what it's similar to chicheres. So that would mean that its tumor should be, its status should be klicheres dik. Nu elameyato lotahelam tyre b'mikveh, but say they shouldn't have tyre b'mikveh if you're treating them as a pseudo cheres. Alomotnan, why do we learn in the Mishnah and Mikvoyis? The elu choitzitzin b'kelim, hazefes, zefes is, what do they call, tar, pitch, the hamur. Hamur is not so clear. Right, the Teferi Shroel in Mikvoyis says it means some sort of a sap. What do they give for it? Yeah, that's another taich over there. I gave you sap because I don't know what musk is, but anyway, some they make from the animals that was okay. Anyway, they're sticky things. They'll stick even to glass. So there, chatzitz even by glass, b'chleis chuches. So what does it say over there? If you put your glassware into the mikveh and it has sap or pitch on it, so it's not a good tefillah. Obviously, we're putting klis chuches in a mikveh. I mean, what I care? In klicheres, I don't care what's a chitzitza. You put it in with no chitzitza. It doesn't help. Obviously, klus is susceptible to tayyib and mikveh. Why should that be? If all it is a rabbon and dika construct of cheres, it shouldn't have tayyib and mikveh. So, digmoa, maybe take a pshat. We're not talking about standard klis chuches over there. Standard klis chuches don't go to mikveh. You're right. They have the cheres. It's a very strange case over there. Ochamai skinen, don't you nikveh? You had a glass thing with made a hole in it. So it's always keli, finished, no more keli. Hated for Seichan Aver. He plugged it. I always thought that Aver is lead. How did they go? It's lead. That's what they use. You see anybody used to use that to plug up holes? I don't know. Probably because they melted it down and then it hardened. I don't know exactly. But they used to make plugs out of lead. So now, lead is matris. That's clean matris. What is the status of this clean now? It's an interesting thing. On one hand, it's a kli schuchas, correct? However, looking at it from its schuchaskeit, it's not a kli, because there's a hole in it. That which makes it a kli now is matris. So maybe we should treat it as matris. Says the Gemara, this is a machloikes tanoim. Do you look at the kabi? In Corningware store, they're going to sell it as glassware. The fact that it has a little plug, they're going to tell you about it. I mean, it's glass. On the other hand, the maimit, what we call, that which makes it a kli, is that little plug of metal. So Gemara claims it's a machloikes amein hachom. Do we go after the what the kli is? Then it's schuchis. It shouldn't have tire be mikvah. Or do we go after the maimit? The maimit happens to be matris. Reb Meir holds it's maimit. They go after the maimit. This mission in the kvoyis is Reb Meir. So therefore, and we're talking there about a glass without a hole that was plugged with metal. So that lefi Reb Meir now gets a din of kli matris. The kli matris fashteitzer goes in the mikvah. Interesting pshat. Who am I skin and go she nikvo v'hateitiv he put in there eva lead v'Reb Meir he. This is Reb Meir. Doma hakel hoylechachar amaymit. The son. Klei schuches shenikvu. Vehetif l'soichon eiver. Now let's be careful here. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Meir mitamei. Vachachomim mitaharin. Now that's a difficult thing. What's the machloikis over there? So Reb Meir, we understand. Reb Meir holds its klimatris. Hoylechachar amaymit. Torachachomim hold its klei schuches. Shouldn't be tor. Should be tor without bone on it. How do you get tor over here? Eat his kli, and now it's a working kli. Well, nice that the kli works. It's plucked. So you tell me it's good because I hear that. You tell me it's good because I hear that. How can it be tor? Is the way, the simplest way to go, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Rashi here is ma'od unclear what he's saying, ma'od unclear. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Taislan, and they have a Tosefta clear that when Chachom say mitarin, they don't mean mitarin. They mean mitarin mituma doraisa. Because it's schuchis. It's a kli schuchis. So it's tor from tumah d'oraisa. It's avad tomei d'rabon and kli schuchis. No, if that's what they meant, that it's tomei, so what did Remeya mean that it's tomei? He obviously meant it's tomei min ha-toyra. How could it be tomei min ha-toyra? It's glass. Obviously, you see that Remeya looks at the maimid, not at the bulk of the kli. Because again, the Chomu said metarim, they really mean metamin. So what did Remeya mean? He must have meant, therefore, mitamin midoraisa. How could he mean mitamin midoraisa? It's a glass thing. It must be hot alumdis that you look at the plug and it makes it into matris. Therefore, it's matris. If it's matris, it can go into mikvah. And that's the Mishnah in mikvahs.